This is Phil Ferrand. And I am driving home. It's Thursday today. And today, I get to eat. And here, let me put this up a little bit. Well, first of all, I don't know if you can hear that, but the car, the old preacher car, is running a bit rough. It's running rough. So far, it's still getting me where I need to be. You can kind of hear it go. And the reason that it's doing that is because it is misfiring on cylinder 2. So I have called my favorite repair shop, Cloverleaf Auto, here in Springfield. Good people. And we're going to do a little tune-up. We're going to take care of the cylinder, or take care of the spark plugs probably, and get new spark plug wires, and et cetera. So we're going to do that. Plus, when I turn the wheel, I'm also getting some groaning. Out of the power steering, so they're going to check that for me as well. May need a power steering pump. I don't know, but it's okay because it's the old preacher car, and we are committed to keeping it going at this point because it's cheaper than buying a new car or a used car. Goodness, because prices are so high. It's ridiculous. So someone commented to me that we're going to get like Cuba after a while. You know, Cuba had all those old cars because you just couldn't get cars. And sure enough, that may be happening. So, so that's the situation with the little car. It is running a little rough right now, but it's doing okay. It's still a good preacher car. We're doing the thing. I'm actually running a little rough at the moment. Because I decided it was time to do another 4-day fast. It was so interesting because I had done a 4-day fast over Thanksgiving because I knew I was going to tank up on Thanksgiving. And so I kind of did a little precursor to that. And then I did a 4-day fast over Christmas. And for the one at Thanksgiving, I had started eating at about 10:30 on Thursday morning of Thanksgiving. So I knew I could make it there without any trouble. And when I had done one the previous year, I'd made it to like 2:30 without any trouble. And then for the one for Christmas, I think I waited until 5:00 just to see if I could do it over a work week, just to see what that would feel like. But I had never actually done it over a work week, so I've got super secret project coming up, and I just thought, you know what, we need to do something, because something happened in the last 2 weeks. I don't know what in the world. Well, I do know what in the world. I had decided that I wanted to, boy, it sounds like I've got a door open. I don't think I do, but maybe it's just a loud truck. 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago? I was in the store and I was doing fine on my weight. And then I got to thinking about bacon. I got thinking about bacon. So I bought some of that pre-cooked bacon. Man, that's good. It's so salty, though. It's just got so much salt. So then I started putting on some water weight, and I was like, but it's okay. I'll get it off. It'll be fine. Well, at the same time, I had a friend had told me about taking collagen and how she had taken it for a couple of months, and then she just felt so much better. And I was thinking, well, I'm getting older, and, maybe I should do that. So I went and found what she was talking about over at the Walmart and kind of bought that. And I tried it for a little bit, but I really didn't like so much how it was making me feel. And so I was like, because it's loaded with protein as well. Sometimes you get too much protein. And then, so I hadn't taken it for a while, but I was eating the bacon. And then my weight was kind of going up and I'd hit like 177 again, which is a little high. I really like to be no more than about 174. at the my high point for the week, and I really need to be 172 as a high point and about 167 as a low point. I haven't seen 167 in a while. But of course, with the bacon, with the water weight, I was getting up to 177. And then this last weekend, I had been hearing about things like athletic greens now for months and months and months and months and months, and people just raving about athletic greens. So I was at the Walmart, and they had some powdered vegetable, powdered fruit stuff. And I thought, well, you know, maybe I'll just try this, see what this is like. So I had that. Well, I not only had bacon last weekend, but I did the collagen stuff as well, and I had some of this powdered broccoli and fruit stuff. I think it was all a little too much, because I got too much fiber, because you can always tell when you've had too much fiber. I had a little too much fiber, had to deal with that, but when I stepped on the scale, and then we went out for rib crib on Sunday, so I had more carbs than I normally do. Man, by the time I got to Monday morning, I was 180 or 181, something like that. I was like, okay, it's time to start pushing back on this. And so got a big super secret project coming up here. And so I thought, let's just get this back down under control. Because for my super secret project, more weight is not good, even if it's only 5 pounds. So I decided, that's it. We're doing another 4-day fast. And I hadn't done one for 3 months. So I haven't eaten it since Sunday night. And it's Thursday afternoon. So when I get home in 10 minutes, I get to eat, which I'm really excited about. That's fun. But I think it went fine at work. I didn't have anybody commenting that I was dull or not on point or anything like that. And I had told them I was doing it just in case, so they could let me know if there was a problem. But we were fine. We got a lot of good things done at work this week. Next week, we'll be driving by Braille there. Got a little too far to the left. Next week, we'll be running the harvest on Monday for AGWM, and then cash receipts. It's probably going to close either Monday night or Tuesday night, and then the missions team is planning to close on Wednesday. This is end of fiscal year, and so everybody's trying to get closed a little sooner. So that's all the plans. Things have been going fine with the harvest of the stuff, so I think we're going to be okay there. May even be ready to harvest first thing Monday morning, because they're really close. They don't really have that much left. So we'll do that, and moving forward, and you know, then I'll do my, since this weekend is the start of April, I'll do my monthly review on Monday. And we were able to get some good things accomplished this week. And just today, there was a fairly significant problem with what are called missions faith promises, not reporting correctly on a new initiative that they had started a couple of months ago. And I was able to help with that. And so, yeah, ta-da. Got that under control. So that's good. Writing is good. Finally got the pictures taken of the kiddos, because we had some rain and there were some projects that Clara was working on, and you know, we got that all under control and got the cover done, got the books ordered. So now I'm just waiting for the books to come in. I haven't started book 19 yet because of the super secret project, in addition to all of that, we now have fiber internet at the house, which is pretty cool. We've been waiting for this for like 2 years, and I've told that story before, but the installer came today, or this last week, came on Tuesday. I actually took off work on Tuesday so I could be there, and we got all three of the campus houses hooked up to fiber internet, and 300 up and 300 down, so... you know, that's pretty good for being 8 miles out in the country. So that's all working fine, and we got our fixed IP addresses, and that's working fine, and we got a little bit more work to do. Got to replace a cable. We were getting 300 megabits per second into the rock house, but the cable we were using to connect the modem up to the internal router was just not good. It was one of those flat Ethernet cables, and we were only getting about 50 megabits per second through that cable, and so I got to buy a new cable, and we got to get it poked through, and we got it, but we'll do that this weekend, and it'll be fine. So all is well there. God has just been so kind and so good. Been working on this costume super secret project now for several months, but we're going to get that finished up soon. And, then the next big costume thing will be National Nude Day, but I've talked about that on here, so that'll be fun. But that's not until July. That's July 14th, so we're good there. We've got plenty of time to get that done, and that's not going to be that complicated of a build. So I'm really thinking that I might try to put a new stereo in the old preacher car. We'll probably go ahead and get the updates done before I move forward with that. We'll get the car figured out, why the cylinder isn't running and why we're getting groaning with the power steering. Get that all taken care of and get it dressed up, and then I'll probably look into some kind of a double din stereo to replace this that's got the backup camera on it, because I think I'm going to start turning my car around and backing it into the garage so that my door opens into the center of the garage, so that it makes it easy when I'm loading up with costumes and things to be able to take care of that, because it's a little bit of a struggle to get around to the other side of the car with the junk that's in the garage to get into my door, and et cetera, et cetera. So all of that's fine. I had a really... This is not the first time this has happened, but it's always interesting when it happens. I will get to church on Sunday morning when I'm on tech crew, and I'm there early. And as part of that, we have a tech crew brief first thing at 7:45 in the morning, then we make sure everything's ready to go, and then there's a ministry team brief at 8:15 where we run through cues, and then there is a worship team rehearsal at 8:45, and then there's worship team prayer after we finish that. So there's multiple opportunities of prayer in the morning, because we pray at the tech team, we pray at the ministry team run through, we pray at the worship team. And in the past, as happened on Sunday, the Lord will impress me with something, just a thought. Like one time, it's not a huge and creative thought, but the idea that we are preparing for this service on this day, and God saw this day. He saw this day before the foundations of the world were laid. And he had planned for this day, for the people who were coming, for the preparations, for what he would say to those people, for how we would worship. He had planned for this day since the beginning, from the foundations of the earth. And all we're going to do is move forward with him and his plan and make ourselves open to his plan. And, you know, I had that idea, and then sure enough, somebody looks at me and says, Phil, would you like to pray for us today? Sure. Well, that happened again on Sunday, that the Lord impressed me with this thought, and I saw something out of this section of scripture that I had never seen before. And it was so interesting because I didn't realize how poetic this chapter was. But the Lord had impressed on me Sunday morning from Lamentations 3. And I just really felt like, oh, I should go read that. And so I went and just skimmed through it real quick while I was at the soundboard. I'm getting my mail. While I was at the soundboard, and there was just a couple of phrases that really impressed me, and I was like, whoa, I didn't realize that stuff was in there. And so we got back for the worship team. And sure enough, our worship leader, Nicole, she looks at me and she said, Phil, would you like to pray for us? And I said, yes. Because the Lord had impressed this on me. And I prayed out of Lamentations 3 because there's some really interesting phraseology in there. And I basically said, you know, Lord, you have already impressed me today and reminded me of what Jeremiah said in Lamentations 3. That in the midst of his suffering, when he says that my teeth are grinding on gravel and I am covered in ash, yet I will have hope because the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases and his mercies never come to an end. And I prayed about the fact that his mercies are new every morning. And we now will move into those mercies. We will make ourselves available to those new mercies in this day because we know that those mercies then will enliven us and invigor us and strengthen us so that we can move forward in ministry, knowing that your mercies, your new mercies, are available to those who are coming to this service today. Your mercies are available to our pastor as he says the word. Your mercies are available to those who come as they hear the word. That we will in this day live in your mercy and your steadfast love. And it's just so lovely when you have those moments when the Lord impresses upon you something and he says what it's for, and then you're just sitting there waiting. And you've looked it up and you've got it and you don't need to say anything about it. You're just waiting. And then someone else is sensitive enough in the Spirit that they look at you because they're impressed by the Spirit. And they give you the opportunity to move forward. And if it was the first time that it ever happened, well, maybe we could say it's coincidence, but that kind of stuff happens so often that the Lord will prep me for something and then he'll bring it about. It's just astonishing. It's just astonishing. There is such hope in him. There is such mercy and grace in him. There is nothing to fear because we are loved more than we can possibly imagine. I had notes for today, but you know what? We'll just put those off. It was a big week. It was a big week. Maybe we'll talk about some of that stuff next week. But what we should know in all of this, with all the shaking and all the things that are going on in the world, we just need to remember his mercies are new every morning and the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. This is Phil Farrand, and I have made it home.